Hello.
Senator Stennis is
calling. Hello.
Senator Stennis is calling him. I haven't put him on yet.
Just a minute.
Will he talk?
I'll see. Tell him he's got some folks with him, but you'll put him on then.
All right,
then
thank
you. You'll break in for a moment, then buzz back when you get him on.
Thank you. Operator. Operator, Mr. President has some people with him,
all right,
but we can interrupt him. Put the senator on,
okay,
please.
Senator
Stennis? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Senator. He has some folks with him, but he said that he would try to stop for just a minute, so hold on, please.
Hello?
Senator Stennis on the phone.
All right. Senator Stennis?
Yeah.
It's Walter. Just one moment.
Yeah, Walter.
Hello?
Yeah. Didn't mean for you to stop your conference.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think I ought to mention to you this cotton bill. You know, the one the House passed.
Yeah.
There's a world of weight behind that thing. About the only one I believe we can pass. And I don't know whether it's time to pass it before we recess or not.
All they hear is they get at it. I don't know why they won't get at it.
All right, go ahead.
You try to get those folks up there to go to work, John. People are laughing at them. Barbers are talking about it.
Yeah.
I got a haircut, and a barber said, what in God's world happened to Congress?
Yeah, well.
They paid on an annual basis, and they took off 2 weeks for Thanksgiving. Now they want off 3 weeks for Christmas. Said, I just get off one day for each.
Right. Well, you're getting in behind us, and you're getting some results that way.
I don't know.
I'm divided here in the Senate on that bill. You know, Hubert Humphrey and Herman Talmadge have in one.
Yeah.
Can't possibly stop now and get behind another bill and pass it. You helped out there in the House and made the difference, I think.
Well, Dick Daley told me that his boys all going to vote against it, and I called him and made him change them, and that made the difference by itself. And they give him hell for having him in the gallery the day I spoke, but it's pretty good payoff. Anyway, I'll do all I can to get a bill, and you try to get something up. Get him to work some, John. Tell him you'll stay there at night if they need to. If they want to go home, tell him you'll stay there and help them. You know, we've done a lot of things around here. I never saw a Senate in my life up in December and hadn't passed but six appropriation bill.
It's tragic. They're moving now. You put some ginger in.
Well, you get over and help us.
You, I've been here except when I had to go down to Mississippi.
That's right. Well, you
got trouble down there.
I know.
Listen, they've been bouncing around that little Greenville Air Force base down there now, talking about taking it out.
He told me yesterday he's going to take a bunch of bases out all over the country, save another $250 million that we didn't need.
I'm going to help you save some money some other ways. I can't stand to lose that little one at Greenville. It's 64. We took $300 million out of a military construction bill for you this morning.
Good.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, John.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Call me. Bye.